Both of these agreements have taken years to bargain and still require expected final approval from Mayor Brown. The Rural Metro deal will probably require some significant additional hiring by the company and provides better oversight of ambulance service by City Hall. For police, the raises will come with 3 years of retroactive pay. PBA President Kevin Kennedy says it's a big deal that the pact requires new officers to live in the city for 7 years.
Monumental. That's something that the city could not have gotten in binding interest arbitration. So the only way to get that is through negotiation. We think that the clause is fair, considering, you know, the mandate of the public that they wanted to see more officers living in the city. And it's also fair for us because it's a very limited scope residency requirement.
The city will have to go back to the union to keep the rule when the contract expires June 30th of 2019. Kennedy says a fraction under half of all officers live in the city right now. The new contract with city firefighters requires them to live in the city for their entire time on the job. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.